Near the end of Charles Dickens' holiday classic, A Christmas Carol, Ebenezer Scrooge shows a kinder, gentler face to his long-suffering employee, Bob Cratchit.
A merrier Christmas, Bob, my good fellow, than I have given you for many a year. I'll raise your salary and endeavor to assist your struggling family, and we'll discuss your affairs this very afternoon over a Christmas bowl of smoking bishop, Bob.
So, what the dickens is smoking bishop? NPR's Netta Ulaby reports.
Smoking bishop is red wine heated with spices and spiked with oranges and port. Some people say it reminds them of hot sangria.
Of all the hot drinks I've tasted, bishop is the best. This is very simple and it's easy to drink.
Charles Dickens' great-grandson Cedric wrote a book called Drinking with Dickens. He says it was common for Victorians to enjoy what he calls clerical drinks.
Pope was Burgundy, Cardinal was Champagne or Rhine, Archbishop was Claret, Bishop was Port, and so on.
Perhaps Port's royal purple color inspired the bishop analogy, says Tom Roberts. He's a Washington, D.C. lawyer and an unabashed Dickens buff. He decided to try making smoking bishop a few years back after his annual reading of A Christmas Carol. He found a recipe on the internet.
You bake the oranges for 20 to 40 minutes until kind of lightly browned on the outside, and then you prick them with cloves and then pour over 2 bottles of wine. And then leave this kind of in a warm place overnight to steep. So now we're going to take the oranges and squeeze out the juice into the wine mixture.
Ideally, smoking bishop should be served in earthenware goblets, which are, in this case, coffee cups.
I have a cinnamon stick in the goblet. Okay, I won't choke, I promise.
Roberts is helping to host a party where guests sample smoking bishop. He keeps it warm in a rather un-Victorian crock pot.
It's smoking. Look, look.
The bishop is incredibly aromatic. One guest says it smells like Christmas in a cup.
I think it's actually very tasty. It's the clearest my sinuses have been in weeks. Really, if you just breathe it in, it's good for you.
If that sounds a little qualified to you, it's because the smoking bishop is not entirely a success.
It's wonderful.
The first sip I took, I actually felt it behind my eyes.
Yeah.
Paul Miklowski thinks he knows what the problem is. He co-owns the Dark Horse Inn in Philadelphia. Smoking bishop is a featured drink there during the holiday season. Miklowski says people were probably reacting to the bishop because the wine had been warmed, not properly boiled.
Bring it to a boil. You have to cook it, and then you let it simmer for like an hour. You have to get the flavor from the cloves and the cinnamon sticks and the oranges. It actually fortifies it and makes it stronger.
Miklowski says the concoction is further improved with brown sugar and brandy, but he's vague about the exact proportions for professional reasons. Still, when pressed, he spills at least one mystery ingredient.
All right, I'll give you a secret. You have to add orange juice as well, not just oranges, because that's why it's good.
After all, smoking bishop is a fine drink to accompany a change of heart. Just talk to Scrooge.
I'm as happy as an angel. I'm as merry as a schoolboy. I'm as giddy as a drunken man. A merry Christmas, Ebenezer. You old humbug.
Netta Ulaby, NPR News, Washington.
There are several recipes for smoking bishop at npr.org.